Chapter 4, Plan B. The next day at school was even worse. Everywhere I went, all that the kids talked about was teeth. Teeth! Teeth! During math time, Jesse asked Robbie,
"Did the tooth fairy come to your house last night?"
"Yeah," said Robbie, his eyes lighting up.
"What did she leave you?"
"I put my tooth under my pillow when I went to sleep, and in the morning, the tooth was gone, and the tooth fairy left me a dollar bill."
$1? Is that all?"
said Chloe, wrinkling up her nose.
"The tooth fairy gives me $5.
$5? Said Jesse. "You're rich."
"I know," said Chloe, playing with her shiny gold necklace and flashing her million-dollar smile.
"Since I already lost 4 teeth, I have 20 whole dollars."
"My abuela? You know my grandma? Well, she's really good at sewing, so she made me a little tooth pillow," said Jesse. "It looks like a smile, and there's a pocket where the missing tooth goes. The tooth fairy leaves a shiny silver dollar in the little pocket. I'm saving up for a new skateboard, like the one you got for your birthday, Freddy."
"How about you, Freddy?" said Chloe. "What does the tooth fairy bring you?"
Before I could answer, Max butted in and said,
"A big fat nothing. The tooth fairy has never been to Freddy's house, remember? Freddy's just a baby. He hasn't lost a tooth yet."
"Well, she'll be coming soon," I said, "'cause I have a really loose tooth."
"Oh, yeah?" said Max. "Which one? Show me, shark boy."
"I don't have to show you."
"Liar," said Max. "You don't have a loose tooth. Do too. Do not. Do too. Do not."
"Boys, what is the problem here?" Mrs. Wooshy interrupted. "What is all this yelling about?"
"Nothing," I mumbled, looking down at the ground.
"Oh, nothing, Mrs. Wooshy. We were just talking," said Max.
"Well, I need to see a lot less talking and a lot more working," Mrs. Wooshy said. "You both need to finish that page of math."